Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. Let's see here. Trivia theme. You know what? I forgot to put the name of the trivia theme, but what do I have here? I have more basketball just Thank for you God. Guys. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Boy, we got a lot to talk about in the next segment. Shohei Ohtani. But the most important thing is Russell's got two sports that are like the dumbest ones, right?
I've never thought of these. Once I saw, and they're both real, but once I saw these two sports, I said, okay, it makes curling look like, you know.
Well, curling is an Olympic sport, so it's got to be
exactly.
Right?
No, it's. Yeah. And if either of these become Olympic sports, I guarantee you I will never watch the Olympics again. I guarantee.
Again, we got a lot to talk about. If we have time, I also want to talk about gambling. The Cavs coach Bickerstaff says he's received death threats or threats from gamblers. Gee, it kind of reminds me of the old Sonny Liston, Muhammad Ali fight, right? You get some gambling in there and that it just kind of messes up sports like crazy. Let's see here. March Madness, some upsets. I'm really interested to hear what you guys have to talk about with the Shohei Ohtani. And I know that Mike wants to also talk about some Pac-12 stuff and why people are leaving the West Coast. I think it's more of a California thing. You know, they say, what am I doing in this state? And the funny thing is that Russell and I are still in California. And Mike, you were in California.
Well, I go back and forth, but it's okay. Pretty insane. That's my tease. It's insane. I don't get it.
It's insane. All right, audience, stay with us. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iTex dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iTex has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iTex will change the way you look at money. Members increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iTex dollars to transact business. iTex is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iTex dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itex.com. Promo code 408408 or call 408-504-8405 for more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Ecom 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. All right, biggest topic so far, Shohei Ohtani. So we've all kind of heard about his interpreter getting in trouble for stealing money from Shohei, losing to gamblers. How many millions was it?
$4.5 million.
He must not be a very good gambler.
Yeah, he admitted it, but don't you think at some point in time, like when you get maybe behind by $1 million, you know, you got to seek like professional help. How you get to the $4.5 million mark?
Because once you're in that hole, I'm totally guessing, right? You're in that hole, and suddenly you start going, okay, well, I need to make it up, and the only way to make it up is to gamble more. But hopefully, you change.
I know that is the gambler's fallacy. But yeah. A, it doesn't work because, as my grandfather used to tell me, Russ, they don't build casinos on winners' money.
Exactly.
You know, those casinos are huge and ostentatious for a reason, because they're basically making so much money off of people, but they don't know what to do with.
You know, what do you think, Mike? Listen, here's my first response to that. Are you ready for this? This is a quote from the great Ohtani. I'm very sad and shocked that someone I have trusted has done this. Oh my goodness. He didn't know, guys.
Did he give someone for $4.5 million?
He didn't know. Come on.
How can you not know about it? Now, here's the thing is that he didn't know. But when you're as rich as he is, you have accountants that are supposed to check this out and know, what's going on.
Hey, Russell, I'm being about as facetious as it gets. Yeah, of course he knew.
I think Russell knew that.
You know what, guys? Somebody brought up a point. It's almost, and this is really interesting. If the Dodgers may very well want to wash their hands away from this. Why would they get the FBI involved in this if they want to protect their player? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, they're asking the FBI to do an investigation. Well, why would you want the FBI to do an investigation on your marquee star player unless you are having second thoughts or buyer's remorse? I know that sounds crazy, but somebody brought up that point, and I found that to be very fascinating.
So wait for them to get out of the contract? Is that what you're thinking?
Right. I mean, the FBI's in. Listen, this guy is the wealthiest, man in baseball. You want to protect your asset, right? This is a business show. And, you know, let's face it, he is the asset. I mean, how much money did they put into this guy? What, $700 million or something ridiculous like that? I mean,
close to a billion when you add everything up over the years, you know, all of. And it's funny because when I remember in 1988, I was over in UC San Diego, and I had said to my basketball coach at college that one day we're going to see a $1 billion player. and he laughed at me and said, you know, that was when I think Michael Jordan had just signed the biggest NBA contract for $5 million. Like, and, you know, I was saying, look, at some point in time, this is going to escalate. Because everyone was furious that John Konkak signed a $2.4 million contract? Like,
no, I remember that, but I do. Didn't Steve Young, how much was Steve Young's contract in the USFL before he went to the NFL?
Like $1 million. It was like $1 million.
No, I think it was more than that. I thought it was either $100 million or it was going to be $1 billion, something ridiculous. Even way back then. I mean, obviously, it was going to get spread out.
I'll tell you why the USFL went broke. That explains to you why the U. But getting back to Ohtani, there's sort of just no way that he can win in this situation. First of all, when he said that it was a loan and he wrote that, I mean, these illegal gambling companies are no dopes, right? They wouldn't advance $4.5 million worth of credit to some schmo like you or I, okay? You know, if I get behind $100 to one of these casinos, they send out veto and you know.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm wondering, theoretically, let's say Ohtani is completely, like, innocent. How does the interpreter, unless he's also in charge of his finances, how does he access the money?
Not without Shohei's permission. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. He can't. And then what Shohei basically says, I lent him the money. Well, then it's not stealing.
And who lends $4.5 million to somebody without like tons of paperwork? You're in the money business. I mean, you wouldn't lend me $50 without making these kinds.
I wouldn't lend Bill Gates or Warren Buffett unsecured money.
So how did he get $4.5 million?
Yeah,
over years worth of time. It wasn't one bet for 4.5. Maybe that's
maybe he got paid $5 every time he interpreted it for $5 per word.
Each letter by the letter.
Each letter, yeah.
I mean, let's face it, guys. The interpreter, there was no misinterpretation. Ohtani knew exactly what he was saying. He's not confused. Hey Russell, did you say you played college basketball?
No, I played just with intramural basketball stuff. I went to UCSD, but I was taught by a guy named Charles Cunningham, who was the talent scout for the just newly formed Minnesota Timberwolves.
I can spell basketball. Does that help? Does that get me any credit?
Earliest love of the NBA was right around then. You know, in that.
Let's get back to Ohtani for just a minute before we have to cut the break. So the thing is, So what's the conspiracy here? That Ohtani was gambling himself? What do you think?
No, that he knew about this money and that it was going to an illegal gambling casino. You know, it was an illegal gambling operation, and Ohtani knew that that's where the money was going. But
it's not embezzlement. It's not stealing.
No, I mean that's the most likely situation. He is turning around and saying, trying to throw this guy under the bus. I just think it's highly implausible that this guy was some kind of like super hacking genius and could break in through Ohtani's security and get around all of his monetary safeguards. You work with these people. You work with guys who have millions of dollars. They have accountants and people that watch their money like a hawk, right?
But you'd be surprised at how many of them have, you know, their brother, their friend handle their finances because they trust them.
And now, then the they lose is, millions I, of dollars. That's true. But Shohei is up until now, Shohei's always been a straight shooter. He's never been the kind of guy to like hire, you know, somebody, some questionable person. And you know, he's been with the Angels for years.
Yeah, and who's his agent?
I don't think it's Boris.
I don't think so.
I don't know necessarily. But again, those people are supposed to watch him out for him. He has people that he hires.
No, you're right. Even the Dodgers should have some part of that.
They didn't find this out either, or the Angels.
Yeah, or they're blind eye or something. Because I don't know, when you get this illegal, it's one thing. It's like if you can do it legally. I mean, it's so easy to do legal gambling nowadays. Why do it illegally? I don't get it. But okay, hey guys, we're gonna cut to our first break. All right, let's see. You're talking about the NBA here. All right, now you have to listen to the question very carefully. All right, which ex-NBA player has the most rings? All right, that's our trivia question.
Okay,
all right.
I think I know that one too.
Really? Jeez. Wow. Okay. Which ex-NBA player has the most rings? All right. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com that question. We'll see how many people know the answer to this question. I was challenged by this one myself.
I guess the big question.
You get the big one. Okay. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question: which ex-NBA player has the most rings? All right, Russell, you think you know the answer?
Yeah, are you saying someone living or dead?
I'm not going to give you – you said you knew the answer.
Well, I believe that it would be Phil Jackson.
Yes.
Damn, you're right.
Very good.
I wasn't sure if it was Bill Russell or not. But, you know,
how many does Phil have?
10 or 11?
No, because I think Russell has 11. So Phil Jackson, he's 13. He's got five with the Lakers, six with the Bulls, and two with the Knicks as a player.
Oh, yeah. You know, I forgot about he was there for the 71, 72.
Pretty good. I thought that was a good question here. Excuse me.
So I'm 4-0 on NBA questions, since Mike must think I'm some kind of genius. No. And then he hears me talk about the two dumbest sports in the world, and that'll get rid of that image. So.
Oh, okay. We're going to continue on with the Ohtani, like what should happen to him, but I want to hear about the two dumbest sports in your opinion.
Thank you. So the question I asked Mike during the break is, do you think that Ohtani's guilty? And if so, what should baseball do about it?
Well, do you think that MLB is going to get rid of their most prized possession? Not a chance. That's a huge, massive black eye for the sport.
Now, I mean, what do they do? They give a suspension for a week?
It's like the new kid. It's like the kid from the University of Florida, the star running back Etienne, transfers from the foot to a Georgia. He just got busted for DUI. His job is up. His starting position is in question now. I think there's going to be a one game suspension. Oh boy, and that's going to be against what, UC Davis?
Yeah. Baseball has always tried to like make that statement that gambling is, you know, the one thing that they won't let, you know.
Well, look at Pete Rose with Abe Bartlett Giamatti basically giving him a lifetime suspension.
I'm actually fine with that because believe.
I said let Pete back in the hall. He deserves it.
Mike, you don't know this, but I've always said we need. If you're going to let guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Pete Rose and Joe Shulisho into the Hall of Fame, you can. But what you have to do is you have to have it called the Hall of Shame. And it's the corridor on the way to the bathroom. It's the corridor on the way to the bathroom. And then what you do is you tell everything about those players. You have to say the truth. You can let them in, but you have to say the ugly side of why.
Okay, so then do you take Cap Anson and throw him in there?
Put in there, and you know, all of the players that are in there, but they were jerks. You know, you go and you put them in the Hall of Shame on the way to the bathroom, and then we'll know the full truth about them.
Apparently Ted Williams was not very. Ted very Williams was not by the urinal. Ted Williams apparently was not very friendly with the press. In fact, there were a few people who didn't vote for him to go into the Hall of Fame. So who decides who goes in that Hall of Shame?
Yeah, and you know, Ted Williams. Yeah, the Hall of Shame. I mean, Ted Williams, I've heard that, but yet what a great American. You know, Ted Williams probably would have been arguably the greatest baseball player, one of them, because, you know, he fought in World War II.
That's amazing.
And Korea.
So, that I mean, come on, time. Look at that resume. Now, as far as his demeanor with the media and people, I have no clue.
Yeah.
I guess that's just kind of par for the course. Look at all the ball players today.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's changed.
So, Russell, I still want to hear what are the two sports that
it's like our closing, closing topic, and get to the serious sports first.
Oh, so okay. Don't forget about that then when we get to the end.
I won't. I came in here with that on my mind, but I want to address the real issue so that our listeners don't just tune us off and go, this guy is turning this thing into a joke. So
since we're talking about the Ohtani and the gambling thing, so the Cavs coach Bickerstaff says he's received threats from gamblers. So sports betting has gone too far. Rudy Gobert was fined $100,000 for making a quote money gesture toward an official, and Scott Foster, implying gambling is getting in the way of how games are called. Remember Donaghy?
Totally. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. And I do think the Sacramento Kings would have won an NBA championship had it not been for Donaghy. And I think that the NBA was in on it. I think the NBA wanted that to go that way because they thought the Lakers would be a bigger monetary draw than the Kings. The Kings went to the...
Well, do you think that stuff goes on now? I mean, think about it with, does anyone want to, the Orlando Magic, let's say, or versus the Celtics?
It's a good question. And I the NBA brought it on itself by letting the Donaghy thing get out of control and go on for as long as it did.
Gobert said, he subsequently said that betting is hurting our game.
I agree. I hate sports gambling. My personal feeling is that I can't stand it. And I never bet on sports. I feel there's a million other things you can gamble on. And I don't like the idea that sports can be influenced by that. But I've told you that my dad was a classmate of Jack Molina's. And Mike, you want to get yourself an entertaining morning, go check out Jack Molina's, the story of Jack Molina. He was a fraternity brother of my dad's. And the first
tell the audience really quickly who Jack
Molina's is. The first NBA player to be thrown out of the NBA for point shaving. Then he got shot by mobsters, but that's all part of the
I mean, look at, it's funny. For those who don't know about like Sonny Liston, you just kind of go, man, that guy must have been a wimp. The shadow hit and all that stuff. If you go back and look at Sonny, man, that guy was a bruiser. He really should have taken Muhammad Ali down to the mat, so to speak. But there was just too much gambling involved. I mean, I don't even know if it was gambling per se versus mobsters basically saying, you will lose this fight. You understand? And again, you look at the punch, and I mean, when you do close-ups and stuff like that, you go, what the heck was going on? But that kind of started Muhammad Ali's career. He was in the Olympics, but I mean, that win kind of skyrocketed.
We could all watch something that was genuine and unrehearsed, like professional wrestling.
Like wrestling, exactly.
Unrehearsed? What are you talking about? The show was unrehearsed.
They wanted to bring gambling into the WWE. There was a story last year. They wanted to allow people to gamble on wrestling matches. I swear.
I've got our intern handing me a cup of coffee here. So this show was unrehearsed, man.
Yeah.
This is about as clear as it gets.
Yeah,
and people only knew our crack staff.
I don't know. I just think the gambling is a problem in the United States, and I think that I know that there's by making it illegal, it doesn't just stop it from going away. But there's got to be more barriers to it instead of letting people sit at home and risk millions and maybe billions of dollars.
I don't like that. Just forgetting the sports for a minute is like the lotto. The people, it's all the people who can't afford to do it, who spend most of the money, getting that money up. And then what happens? You get like one or two people who make hundreds of millions of dollars compared to all these other people who lose. I mean, it's just, and then they say, it's going to go to the schools. Well, you know what generally happens is this is what
they take the money away.
That's right. Because the federal government says, well, now states, you don't need this money because you have this lotto money. So it's a net, it's a zero sum game.
Good, I voted for the lottery. Yes, Matt, I did.
Yeah, you know, listen, guys, we'd be completely remiss. You want to talk about gambling. What's the number one hot topic sport in America right now? March Madness.
March Madness.
Yeah.
The gambling aspect of that is massive. It's $1 billion business.
Of course, it comes it comes a month after the Super Bowl, which is the other big gambling, crazy gambling. You know, of course, after the NFL playoffs. But don't worry, there'll be the NBA playoffs coming up, so you can gamble there too.
Yeah, it's just too scary. There's too much money involved, and it's too easy.
Do you guys have brackets?
You know, it's funny. One of the guys at the office basically got us all to throw in, to go into a bracket. I think it's the first time I've ever done it.
I filled out a CBS bracket for free online, and I'm really close. I'm 2,565th place right now.
So wow, I'm impressed.
I'm right there.
Okay, hey, we're gonna get.
Yeah, I tell you about St. Mary's. Can you believe that?
Oh, well, you know, you didn't pick the golden Grizzlies.
What happened to people who chose Kentucky? And then that just messed you up all the way. Okay, hey guys, let's go to our next commercial break here. How many players in the NBA NBA history have 20,000 points? You know, I mean, we're talking at least, not exactly 20,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 5,000 assists, 1,500 steals, and 1,500 blocks in their career.
What?
Wow. How many players have that? All right. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. Mike, you got a big grimace on your face. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall certified installer Integrity Electric and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric. .net.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
In today's real estate climate, where scoring fantastic deals is a challenge, we've got a solution just for you. If you're eager to receive exclusive off-market real estate deals in your inbox every single month, head over to MortgageInvesting.com and enroll in Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This trade desk offers privileged access to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs, each and every month. Visit MortgageInvesting.com today to sign up and seize exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Our second trivia question on the NBA. How many players, and you have to name them, right? How many players in the NBA history have 20,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 5,000 assists, 1,500 steals, and 1,500 blocks in their career? First of all, how many players?
I'm going to say five.
Mike, how many?
Three.
Okay, the answer is one.
Oh, is it?
Now
is it?
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm just going to go out there. It's either one of these two guys. I'm just going to go. Is it Wilt? Is it Chamberlain?
You know, that's what I would have thought.
They didn't record blocks for most of his career.
Yeah,
he would have.
He probably would have. Yeah.
Do I get another chance or no?
Yeah, you get
well,
one more chance.
Let me throw one out there. I'm going to say LeBron.
Ahead,
LeBron.
LeBron? No, not LeBron.
Jabbar.
Nope.
Really? Jeez.
But you are obviously, you know, for someone who has that, he's got to be a center.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe LeBron just because he amassed so many records.
So many, yeah.
How about ready? Duncan?
Shaq? No?
No.
No, not Shaq. Wow. I'm not this, but I wouldn't have gotten this one either. But I mean, obviously, it's obviously a player you know. Russell, I'm surprised you didn't jump right up.
I threw Duncan out there.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett.
What?
Yeah, wow. I didn't realize his career went long enough for him to
Well, remember,
Kevin Garnett?
Didn't he go with the Timberwolves and then over to Boston?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's pretty much his only two teams. I didn't realize his record. You know, he did have that 162 win season with Minnesota. So he did get a lot of stats. He was the man during that season. But
for sure.
I'm surprised. Yeah, he wouldn't have been, you know, one of the ones that I would have thought of. I would have thought Kareem also, you know, before.
Yeah.
Or Duncan, just because Duncan had a long career, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes trivia falls through the cracks there, and so
right. Mike, before the break, you were gonna bring up something.
Oh me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought. Well, I mean, I did kind of want to talk about the demise of the West Coast sports scene, and particularly collegially.
Yeah.
One team in the NCAA tournament. That's all California could amass was one team.
San Diego State?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Let's see. Right now in the NCAA tournament, we have Arizona, Gonzaga,
Connecticut,
San Diego State. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, from the West Coast. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And for Northern California, we could only amass one team. They could, you know, St. Mary's, and they got bounced in the first
round. Excuse me, Stanford women's team. Hello.
Yeah, Stanford women's.
Well, but, I'm just talking about the men's tournament.
I know. I don't even mind. I'm going to get in trouble if I say what I want to say, but I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Pac-12. Like you guys, we grew up in the Bay Area or wherever the West Coast. My father and I my dad, God rest his soul, great guy, huge sports fan, played college basketball. If I had this conversation with him now, I could not even come up with the concept of literally exploding the Pac-12 up. All these teams are leaving, Big 12, Big 10. And, you know, by the way, the word is Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA. They're only going to be there for a few years because in a couple years, that there's going to be one massive super conference. So this is almost like an experiment and a joke. But why has the West Coast, and at one point we were the dominant, the Pac-12 as a conference of champions, UCLA basketball, USC baseball, USC football. I mean, why have we become such a the best players leave the West Coast to go to the SEC or now the Big Ten? Why is that happening?
I always have to follow the money. So I'm trying to think of where's the money trail on this.
But I also think that colleges on the West don't need football to be successful and generate students. It's not a big part of the culture here. College sports doesn't really move the needle on the West. We don't have that, you know, ancient tradition. You know, there's some places like, you know, when you're in Alabama, you don't have a professional team to watch. Yeah. When you're in Tuscaloosa, where are you going to go to watch, you know, big time sports? When you're, you know, in Florida, you know, to get to one of the, you know, Miami or to get to Jacksonville, you're not going to, you know, want to do that. You want to just go see something that's right by where you're at. And college football offers that to a lot of places.
Yeah.
But
but look, you go to game day in Eugene, Oregon. It's massive. I'm telling you, it's massive. You go to game day in Washington State or University of Washington. I mean, listen, before actually pro football was around, remember in Los Angeles, USC was the pro team. So, and there is a massive following down there. I kind of disagree with that because, yes, Russell, what you're saying is true. In the South, there's predominantly college football is king. But, you know, to say the West Coast doesn't have immense pride, we were the dominant conference for years. I mean, it's pretty profound. And in basketball, look at our basketball history.
Ratings for college football and college basketball until the NCAA tournament comes around is really zero. Nobody I know follows the college regular season of basketball.
No, unless UCLA when Jabbar was there.
Exactly. When maybe there's a phenomenal star, Jason Kidd. Yeah. I remember people going pretty crazy about Jason Kidd. And that's the last time there was a player that had real excitement, you know, in Bay Area basketball that people paid any attention to.
Well, they go to the pros so fast.
Can we take it to a further degree of this conversation? There is some thought, and I've had this talk with many people in the sports world. There's some thought that perhaps, and you guys might take a different attack on this, that just perhaps kids on the West Coast are softer than the kids in the South, are softer than the kids in the Midwest. And so there is that thought process.
Yeah.
Is that true? I think there could be some truth to that.
I think it is.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I do agree with that.
How do you explain the San Francisco 49ers, you know, going
those to are pros.
But that's a pro team. I mean, you can be from Oklahoma and get sent over to the 49ers. He's talking about
I'm looking at the top 20 max preps, high school top 20. There's only one team from the state of California that top 20. There's two teams in the top 25. That's it from the West.
Maybe, you know, I'm just kind of throw this out here. You know, sports has gotten so violent that everyone's trying to focus on their intellect, you know, like in Silicon Valley. I know. I'm just saying, you know, mom and dad says, you're not playing football. It's too dangerous. You know, you're going to get a degree in applied physics. You know,
I do think there's something to be said, though, about the fact that Californians do tend to they are trying to find, you know, jobs in tech and not so much, you know, the sports thing. But now that college has opened up paying athletes, you know, the college athletes, the way that they pay pros, you know, that college athletes are able to make money off of what they do in college. That might change the demographic in California. It may get more kids to start going back to athletics. They didn't have to choose between, you know, earning no money while they're playing sports or, you know, going and getting some kind of a career that would pay more than sports in case they got hurt or something like that.
I think also that it could be like a political type of situation where folks are saying, you know what, I'm not sending my kid to these woke California schools, which they're all over the country, right?
Yeah, but that, I don't think that would make a difference because
you don't think that makes a difference. I mean, if you're really 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 good in sports, you probably just overlook all that stuff. But you're going to play for a college who you know is more of an entry into the pros.
Well, then why doesn't UC Irvine have the greatest athletes in the world? Because they're super conservative,
and it's a very big campus too. Well, some of them just don't focus in on sports that much. I mean, they do have a basketball team.
And more California, California is a lot of schools realize that it's a very expensive commitment to, make a football team or a basketball team. And that, for budget reasons, a lot of them are cutting back and removing those programs, and for some liability reasons too, as you pointed out, when people get hurt, they often sue the school because of, something that went wrong. And you also have some coaches that don't act right, but in the South, I mean, college football is an industry. And in the West, it's an intramural.
Well, not only that, but the fact of the matter is now college baseball has absolutely surpassed most college baseball on the West Coast, where we had the USC's, Oregon State has been a powerhouse, Arizona State. What happened to those schools? The weather out in the West is superb, but I don't get it. Why? And now all of a sudden basketball is on the decline. The SEC is going up. Some of the other conferences, the ACC is always good. Duke, Virginia, all those schools, great basketball schools.
Well, the weather back there only
good. But
it's like basketball is an indoor sport. It's like bowling. Okay, bowling was always big in places where it was really cold, where there was nothing to do outside except for play hockey, and people wanted an indoor sport, and so a lot of good bowlers came from Ohio and Michigan, that sort of thing.
And they have college bowling in Ohio and places like that. You know that, right? We don't even have college bowling in the West Coast. I've never heard of Cal versus UCLA and college bowling.
That's what I'm saying. The weather's good. It's more of an outdoor thing. Hey, guys, we have a quick minute before we have to go to our last trivia question.
So let me bring up the two dumbest sports that I can possibly think of, especially when we're talking about bowling and indoor sports. Now, over the weekend, because the Warriors game was a terrible one, and I got it was done. It was on the East Coast, so Saturday I had nothing to do. So I turned on cable and I went to like the furthest down spot on ESPN, and I saw the PFC, the Pillow Fighting Championship. I swear to God, and you can look it up on the internet. Yeah. There are two grown men in the ring with pillows fighting each other.
Okay, seriously. What's the other sport? We have to go to a break soon.
Our other sport is called
Let's keep this conversation going.
Hold on. I want to hear from Russ. Russell, what's the other sport?
Have you ever heard of the sport, the fine art of chess boxing or boxing chess?
You know what? I had heard, I remember hearing something about that. I don't know exactly. Wait, tell you what, let's go to our break.
I think it is, yet it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Better than ketchup on ice cream. You have two guys sit in a ring. In the middle of the ring, there's a chessboard. They do 5 minutes worth of chess moves. Then the chess pieces are taken away. The two guys put on boxing gloves.
Well, because they have to show that it's a contact sport. Hey, Russell, we have to go to our break here. Here's our trivia question. In what country was the Nets head coach Steve Nash born? What country? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments.
Do
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. All right, guys. In what country was Steve Nash born?
Easy, I got this.
Please.
Okay, go ahead, Mike. Yep.
Russell, you got this? I know this.
No, I've been hogging all the questions. You go ahead and show your knowledge.
Canada?
No.
Australia?
What?
No. He wasn't born. He wasn't born there. We all think of Steve Nash as being Canadian, but right. I think that's where he grew up. But where was he born?
Oh, wasn't it Argentina or something like that?
No. England. South Africa.
South Africa.
He was born in South Africa. I didn't really mean that to be a trick question.
In my head, but I couldn't. Australia and Argentina. I just forgot to say it was Africa. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. You guys ready for our thoughts of the day? Here we go.
Well, I want to find out what is dumber. The pillow fighting, chess boxing
is dumber because at least pillow fighting is some kind of a fight.
How about beanbag toss? They call it cornhole.
Cornhole.
Oh yeah, no, that's
like to me seems like intellectual.
You should see how good it's like darts. I mean, you should see how good these guys are. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Someone asked me what my son was going to be when he gets out of college. I said, at the rate he's going, he'll be about 30. Okay. And
debt. What is he going to be? He's going to be true. In debt.
Yeah. My son asked me, how much does marriage cost? I said, I don't know. I'm still paying for it. Okay. Yeah. And a priest, a rabbi, and a vicar walk into a bar, and the barman said, is this some kind of a joke? I thought that was pretty good. because usually the jokes start off with a priest and a rabbi. Yes. Okay, Mike, you're not laughing at that one. All right.
No,
all right.
You've done better.
I've been better. Okay. You like the first one, though. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Happy Easter.